Namaste. My name is Uwe Simmerer. I'm an international meditation master. Today I want to speak how to come out of a crisis. The first point is do what is meaningful for you. Viktor Frankl, who was in the cassette from the Nazis, discovered in his worst times in his life that the meaning of our life is so important, or maybe the most important thing. Regardless how much money we have, without meaning in our life, we cannot enjoy our life. If we make our YouTube, Facebook, this is just distraction. It doesn't give us meaning. So, everybody has a search of meaning, and we should look deep inside of ourselves. What is the meaning of our life? Why we do that? What is our mission? How do it better? So that we become for ourselves meaningful. And in deep crisis, we can find much deeper meaning of our life when we ask why this had happened. In every disaster, there is a meaning for ourselves hidden inside. So we can look for the meaning or we can suffer. It's just so simple. And Viktor Frankl has with his concept to give the people a meaning in their life, prevented over 20,000 suicides. Okay. The next thing is we narrow down what we want. When we have too many options, we don't do anything. After the 80-20 rule, brings to 80% of our doing only 20% of the outcome, and 20% of our doing bringing 80% of our outcome. So this means we narrow down of these 20%. The next thing is become yourself and do what you want without harming anybody. And ask for the things what you need. And that is crucial. I'm a typical introvert. And I was a stutterer and so on. I had so huge problem to ask. But I have learned it. And you can learn this also. To ask direct question what you want or why it is so. Your life will go through the roof. If your life is boring, go out of your comfort zone and challenge you with something new. So this time I start again with photography, for instance, and learn and learn and learn. Sure, it is a challenge. The next thing is materialism. Vacation, and so on. At the end, the people like to gather money instead of happy moments in their life. When we were younger, or even I do it until now, I go with my backpack to a foreign country and live on a minimum. Because it's very exciting. I have much more for my life. or look for a new love affair. Instead to hoard a new camera, a new bicycle, or something new house, new values, look that you become happy and live an exciting life. The next point is, okay, for me, very simple, for most of our people, not meditation, travel inside of yourself. Because all the happiness is inside. For sure, we need also challenge. So the challenge, we can go deeper in meditation. You need both meditation and challenge. Okay. And the next one is crucial, become grateful. When Nick, for instance, now he has no arms, no legs, and no worries. You can Google him or you can look for the YouTube from him. I was close to suicide, no? And his parents saw that, and then they said, very simple thing, you can complain or you can be grateful for the things what you have. And when Nick can do this, we can do this also. And today, Nick is rich, has a family, and loves to help people. Be grateful for everything, because everything is something, at least a hidden message to learn something new. And everything has two poles, and at the end, the worst times had helped us much more than our best times to become a better person. Then next point is time for sadness, time for frustration, time for anger. Very simple. We need our time, or we need a part of our time for our negative feelings. And if we fight against our negative feelings, they become worse. Just say, okay, now I'm in the forest. I want to enjoy my sadness, my anger for a quarter of a time or for a half hour of my time, and then finish. Not the whole time angry or a little bit angry, let your anger go. If we love our feelings, every feeling what we have, then it's easier to let go of our negative feelings. And that's the trick to become happy again. Then next point is, and that is proved again and again, you ask what, people who can forgive themselves are much better through the crisis and start much stronger than the people who doesn't have any compassion for their failure. Have compassion for yourself. And I treat myself, for instance, like a baby. If I'm sad, then oh, you're sad, why you're sad, and so on. And if I make something wrong, for sure. Oh, oh, you have so much unluck, you poor guy, and so on. Forgive yourself. It's the best starting point to become better. Okay, thank you that I could speak to you, and bye.